USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A better direction in the latest jobs report despite the continued pandemic. The U.S. economy added 2.5 million jobs last month from the month before, and the nation's unemployment rate fell to 13.3%, the numbers reflecting a slight recovery of economic activity after 2 months of free fall because of the pandemic. This morning's report from the Labor Department is vastly better than what analysts had been expecting. Two of the four former Minneapolis cops charged in the killing of George Floyd have reportedly turned on Officer Derek Chauvin, who's been charged with second-degree murder after being seen in a video with his knee on Floyd's neck for nearly 9 minutes. Reports are the two rookie police officers who were also on scene appeared in court yesterday blaming Chauvin for Floyd's death. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I haven't got a cold in 2.5 years. My wife can't argue my track record because she's seen me not get sick. My daughter got sick over Christmas. My wife got it about 3 days after she left. I went through both of them, didn't get sick. I tell people I like to think my immune system is armored up and I'm able to repel these simple, stupid colds. And if it isn't that, then what is it? Because I'd get at least a couple colds a year. And what has changed in the last 2.5 years? The only thing I can think of is I'm taking my fruits and vegetables, you know, the balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
At a huge memorial service for George Floyd, the black man who died while in police custody in Minneapolis last week, the Reverend Al Sharpton made remarks and praised all who have been protesting the death. He told the service at North Central University in Minneapolis,
"He did not die of common health conditions. He died of a common American criminal justice malfunction."
Confederate monuments could soon be gone altogether from downtown Richmond, Virginia, as Democratic Governor Ralph Northam has announced he wants the statue of General Robert E. Lee removed as soon as possible. Most city council members indicating they approve of removing the remaining Confederate statues on Monument Avenue that fall under Richmond's control. An asteroid that might be bigger than the Empire State Building, not expected to hit the Earth when it flies past it over this weekend. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Music mogul rapper Kanye West is now donating $2 million to set up a college fund for the 6-year-old daughter of George Floyd, who died at the hands of Minneapolis police last week. He wants to cover her entire college tuition and let her keep whatever's left. Tropical Depression Cristobal is picking up speed heading towards the U.S. Gulf states, and while now a depression that's expected to turn into a tropical storm sometime in mid-weekend when it will reach the U.S. and could hit Texas or Louisiana with fierce winds, flooding rain, high surf, and storm surge. Thanks to a Geico commercial, the 80s hair band Rat has a song back in the top 20. The widely seen insurance commercial showing a couple saying how much they love their new house.
Original crown molding, walk-in closets.
We do have a rat problem.
The commercial then cuts to the band lip-syncing, but looking like they're playing their 1984 hit Round and Round in the couple's basement. And thanks to that commercial, Round and Round is now back in the Billboard Top 20 36 years later. In an interview with Variety, Rat singer Stephen Piercy pointed out that 2020 is the year of the rat in the Chinese calendar, and he says, like the song goes, what comes around goes around. Learn more about USA Radio News at usaradionews.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.